Welcome to the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is powered by Jersey Mike's Subs, since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
It is a picture-perfect night for football here on a Friday in Jackson as a crosstown rivalry set to kick off the season for both of these two teams. The Lions are getting set to take on the Jaguars of Jackson Memorial. High atop the Liberty here at Jackson Liberty, Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Brad Buroscano, our on-site engineer. Down on the field, of course, is the coach Ed Sarluka, Brian Sedillo back in the studios of the Shore Sports Network tonight. We get set for what these teams will be considering week one of their high school football season. Did have a game last week in which RBC beat Wall, but Kevin, these teams with that extra week of preparation playing in what is officially called week number one, we won't spend time on that, but anytime you get the same two teams in the same town playing, it's got a little different feel, especially to kick off the year.
And Matt, this is the first time this game has been the season opener. Up until last year, including last year, they traditionally played on Thanksgiving Eve, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Jackson Memorial winning last year 34-0, has never lost to the newcomer in town. I believe they still play for the Connor Cup, named after the longtime athletic director at Jackson Memorial High School, the late Don Connor. And so now, like we've seen in the case of Brick and Brick Memorial tomorrow, Freehold, the Borough, and Freehold Township, you take that inner town rivalry, you move it for the end of the year, you put it on the first week. I think everyone involved with the game likes the idea of playing it early, getting it out of the way, and then having both teams go on and take care of their conference schedule and the rest of their season.
As we say good evening down on the field, still got the sunglasses on, the coach Ed Sarluka. Ed, the one part of that is, you know, you always mention the word rivalry. Well, a rivalry has to work both ways, and as Kevin alluded to, it has been one-sided since Jackson Liberty opened their doors.
Yeah, not a win to be had by Jackson Liberty, the new kid on the block. They're going to try and reverse that trend tonight. It'll be a tough task because the defending A-South champion Jaguars are as good as they were last year, if not better. They just seem to reload each and every year. Their program under Walt Kristopic is in one of the elite statuses right now. They are a good football team. Jackson Liberty has their hands full tonight.
Tonight's game, by the way, is presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish. Be a sub above. And our special thanks to Jake and Scott from the Jersey Mike's here in Jackson. Ed, I know you're down on the field, but they brought us a nice pregame meal.
So good, Ed.
Subs, soda, and chips and stuff like that. And we promise to save you
a
plenty
chip.
Of stuff.
Save me a
chip. We'll save you stuff. And you know Jake, by the way. Jake is Jake Forrester. Former outstanding baseball player at Toms River
Indians.
South. Yep, and he's been here at Jackson with the Jersey Mikes for many years, does a great job, and a real good guy, and it was nice of them to go out of their way and climb the steps to bring it to us.
Kevin, as Ed said, Jackson Memorial, the defending A-South champs, and I think that maybe caught some people by surprise a year ago, so are the Jaguars maybe that team that won't sneak up on anybody this year? Ed says they're as good, maybe better, than a year ago, despite graduating some pretty impressive pieces.
Boy, and they are replacing a host of very talented players, including Ken Bradley, Connie Glover, Vinny Celedonio. I mean, they had a very good team. And you're right, Matt, they did sneak up on people last year. Jackson was that team going in last year that we all kind of said, nobody really knows about Jackson. Well, we found out pretty quick it was a good football team. Hard-nosed team. Solid between the tackles, not flashy, great defense. They do replace a host of players, but they've got some players back. A little inexperience in the backfield outside of the quarterback, but big up front.
That quarterback, Joe DeMeo, the 6'1 senior, Jackson Memorial, 8-3 a season ago. Ed, for the Lions of Jackson Liberty. They were 4-6 last year. Jim Sharples is back as the second-year head coach. Kind of took over the program in a strange set of circumstances last year, which you can certainly talk about, but you'd have to think that feels a little bit more comfortable in year number two.
Well, you always do in your second year. You're used to, first of all, the teams that you play, and second of all, just the overall conflicts you have to deal with, you know, every day in being a head coach. Jim Sharples done a nice job, 4 wins. I consider that a pretty good year for Jackson Liberty last year. You know, unfortunately, they've lost one of their best players who has spurred to Jackson. He'll sit 30 days, Mr. Castronova. They could have tonight, but you got to deal, you know, you got to be dealt with, and they will not have him. But they do have some playmaking ability on this team. Chris James is the offensive coordinator, had a tremendous career at Brick Memorial as a quarterback, and they went on to TCNJ to have a tremendous career at quarterback there. So he knows what he's doing, and he'll put the right plays in action tonight, hopefully, for the Liberty team.
Castronova being Matt Castronova, who was with the Lions last year, now with Jackson, has to sit for a little bit. The 5'11", 175-pound senior, very talented football player, Kevin.
And will sit 30 days because of the transfer. By the way, what you were alluding to when you introduced that, of course, Jim Sharples coming in after the untimely and shocking death of Tim Osborne, the architect of this football program, the guy who started this program from scratch, who passed away suddenly, and Coach Sharples and an assistant took over last year. And I think, Matt, you're right. I think this now is his program, and in his second season, hopefully he can do things even a little better.
Both teams have made their way out onto the field. We'll step out here, make it a two-minute break for the national anthem. We'll come back for the opening coin toss and the opening kickoff right after this. It's our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
This is the Shore Sports Network, WOBM Lakewood Township, WADB Asbury Park. Listen online at WOBMAM.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
We welcome you back here from the home of the Lions, Jackson Liberty. Let's go down to the field for the opening coin toss.
All right. We'll get things close in here. We'll let it hit the ground, okay? Gentlemen, yeah, when we're ready, I'll tell you when. All right, gentlemen, I just want you to make sure, good hard game tonight. If you have any questions or problems, come directly to the referee. Control your teams. You're the captains, okay? Jackson Jaguars, you're the visiting team. You get to call the coin toss. You have to call it first. Heads or tails? Tails. Tails, he called. Go ahead. Head.
Preferred in the second half.
Okay, the two principals, Matt, those are the two individuals on the field here, the one from Jackson Liberty, the young lady, and the young gentleman from Jackson. The two principals handled the coin toss. Jackson Liberty tossed it up and won it. They deferred their choice to the second half. The Jaguars will get it first.
Principal for Jackson Liberty is Maureen Butler, and for Jackson Memorial, it's Kevin DiEugenio, whose dad, Dave, Southern Regional High School, our coin toss, Brian.
Tonight in their away white uniforms, red numerals, black helmets with the Jaguar emblem on either side, straight black pants. For the Lions of Liberty, home gray uniforms tonight, red numerals, white outline, white helmets with the Lion insignia on either side, white pants with the red striping. Game time temperature right around 70 degrees as the sun starts to set here on one side of Jackson. The other side has made the trip across town. Great crowd on hand for this one. The parking lot was buzzing on the way in here tonight as well, and it will be the Jaguars of Jackson Memorial set to receive the kick of number 14, Brandon York. Back deep, number 3, Aaron Curet, and number 4, Vincent Lee. Thanks so much for spending part of your Friday night here on the Shore Sports Network, your home for high school athletics in Monmouth and Ocean County.
Good tailgating action in the parking lot tonight with the Jackson Liberty group.
Hey, I don't need the subs, gentlemen. I stopped off at the Jackson Liberty tailgate, had a few dogs.
You work from the middle of the field at the 40-yard line. This is a low, wobbly kick that bounced at the 30 and will roll out of bounds with a flag coming out at the 21-yard line. Let's see what the Jaguars do. They'll send the offense on and take the penalty. The guards, the tackles up front. Brad Greenway, Dylan Smith, the guards, Glenn Capilla, and Tyler Rauch. Ryan Frazier is the senior center. Big offensive line, as Kevin mentioned, 280, 260, 250, 230, and 270 from right to left. Brody Graham, good target at the tight end spot, 6'3", 260-pound senior. Kyle Johnson and Aaron Curette, the two wide receivers. Joe DeMeo, the senior quarterback, back to lead the Jags off an 8-win season. The backfield, new from a year ago. Vincent Lee takes over at the tailback spot. He's a 5'8 junior. Cole Collins, good size at the fullback position.
Collins was actually a lineman. They moved him to fullback because of the progress made by junior Dylan Smith, who's won that starting right tackle spot.
Kyle Lona, number 22, has checked in as a wide receiver. Also number 5, Kyle Johnson, who will go in motion. It'll be Johnson on the jet sweep. He'll have the first down and more. Makes a move at midfield into open space. 35-30 at the 25. Cuts back to the middle of the part of the field. No one's going to catch him. 10-5. He is into the end zone for a touchdown. A 70, check it, 65.
Charlie Bauer is signaling holding against Jackson Memorial. And what would have been a tremendous way to open the season for the Jaguars, wiped out by the yellow handkerchiefs.
Well, whenever you have a jet sweep, as that play was, around the corner, around the peripheral of the offensive line, that's the penalty you look for. That hold or that crackback, that time it was a hold, will negate a big 65-yard touchdown run.
We know one thing. Kyle Johnson can flat-out move it in the open field.
Yeah, good-looking run that time. All for naught, however, will set it back. The penalty was thrown over the line of scrimmage, so a 5-yard infraction makes it about first down and 13. Three-man Lions of Liberty, Gerald Goodman and Brendan Busacco, the ends, Kyle Skripko, is the nose man. I'll give you the rest of the set after this first down play. We're 15 seconds in. Just had a touchdown taken off the board. Here is Vincent Lee, the speeding tailback. He'll have a first down and more at midfield. 45 gets to the fourth. Scamper for Vincent Lee on his first carry of the season.
Well, I've been watching high school football a long time. I don't think I know I've never seen that. First play from scrimmage, a touchdown, long touchdown by a penalty. The second play for scrimmage, a longer touchdown run. This one will stand. Jaguars on the board.
Is the kicker. He will come on here for the extra point. Perhaps a good reason that Jackson Memorial has dominated this series. Looks like the Jags will keep their offense on and perhaps go for two early on. 11:31 to play in quarter number one. After that touchdown from Lee, a 68-yarder, the Jags are up 6-2.
They may have to use a timeout here because they're just about out of time.
And back judges already can't think they're going to get this one off. DeMeo wanting the snap quickly. He will get it. Give us to Kyle Johnson around left end. He is put up at the 2-yard line and dropped. Ryan Downer making the tackle. We'll take a quick timeout, Ed. We'll throw it to break for 30 seconds. We're back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now, back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Tonight's game, our first score, brought to you by the Office Restaurant and Lounge in Tom's River. After the game, join them for dinner or their special $5 bar menu. Kitchen open until 1 a.m. and Friday and Saturday. That's the place Tom's River meets to eat, the Office Restaurant and Lounge.
So Jackson up 6-0 on Jackson. That's Memorial leading Liberty after the 68-yard touchdown run from Vincent Lee. The two-point conversion, no good, as Nick Nicosio will come on to kick off for the Jags to give the Lions their first opportunity. Low, short, end-over-end kick will bounce out the 12. Be handled in the backfield, coming to the 20, out to the 21-yard line was number 21, Jordan Billups. And the Lions will get their first crack from scrimmage here. They are under the direction of Ryan Van Wickle, the junior quarterback. The tackles, Kyle Skripko and Bobby Miller. Gerald Goodman and John Morton, the two guards. Jared DeZenzo is the center. Brandon York, the tight end. The wide receivers, Jared Pomeranke and Brett Ribolina. The two running backs, Ryan Barbato and Van Wickle, will send Ribolina in motion from right to left. Inside carry will go here for Regina. And he will work it close to the 25, stop to the 24-yard line. Small gain on the play of about three. 3-4 alignment, Brody Graham and Austin Ostrander are the two ends. Brad Greenway is the nose man. Tyler Towns, Zach Tetro is back from a season ago. The outside linebackers, Cole Collins, Adante Davis, the inside men, Joe DeMeo, Vincent Lee, the corners, Kyle Johnson, and Mike Golick are the two safeties. We call this N7, offset I formation out of the pistol formation for Van Wickle. Tetro showing blitz off the corner, and the throw is low and incomplete. The intended target was Ribolina at the 30-yard line. That will set up third down and seven.
Well, Kev, you could put me in that same category you're in all these years of football on the sideline coaching and broadcast. 65 yards didn't count. 68 did count. That's a new one for me.
Lee, of course, the replacement for Connie Glover, who had such a big year for Jackson Memorial last year, 1,400 yards rushing. And that was, you know, the question, how do you fill that? Pretty good start by Lee.
Yeah, not bad at all. Same set of backs here with Regina and Barbado in the backfield with Van Wickle. Ribolina will go in motion, pitch to the long side of the field for Regina. He has dropped and hit in the backfield. Heavy, heavy gang tackling put on that time by the Jags. Back to the 20-yard line. That's a loss of four to set up fourth down on 11. Cole Collins, the first man on the scene, and make this fourth down and long, and the Lions will have to punt it away in their first set of downs.
You know, Matt, you just, for us, looking at the lineups on paper, the size advantage is so obvious for Jackson Memorial along the front. That time they just swarmed, got in the backfield, back had no chance to turn the corner.
Bobby Miller on to punt it away. I believe it's Aaron Curette right now back deep for Jackson. High snap. Here comes pressure. Miller gets it off. It is a short punt that Curette will let bounce. Will take a little bit of a lion roll, but stay on the plus side of the 50-yard line for the Jags to the 48-yard line. So a short work with here for Memorial. 9:48 to go in the opening quarter. It is Jackson Memorial 6 and Jackson Liberty nothing.
Matt, you're not getting much of a roll tonight on any ball on the ground. This grass is plush green tonight. And don't think it's been cut all week, I would say. So you're not going to get much of a bounce with this football tonight.
Is that grass gate?
Wondering.
First down here.
Didn't
in
seem
10.
To help. First possession.
Straight I formation. Here's the give again up the middle. And again a big hole. This time off the left side. 35, 30, 25, 15, 10. That is number 8, Mike Golick, the backup tailback, who takes it for big yards. This one down to about the 9-yard line where it will be first and goal. That goes as just about a 40-yard gain. So two plays from scrimmage and over 100 yards of total offense.
Wow. And what has impressed me, guys, is that it's been three different ball carriers. So this is not a one-man team. Last year it was Connie Glover. This year they've got a few in the backfield.
Golick stays in as the tailback. Collins the fullback. DeMeo under center. Hasn't had to throw the football yet. Doesn't have a split wide receiver set. The give is to Golick. This time off the right guard. Stays inside zone. Bouncing his way down towards the goal line. And he is in for the touchdown. Far side official says broke the plane. So three plays, two scores already. It is 12-0 in favor of the Jags. 9:32 to go in the opening quarter.
Well, defensive coordinator Ryan Hessman will have to rally the troops on the sideline because this is just way too easy for Jackson Memorial.
Memorial will go for two here again to try to get the point back.
I'm guessing they do not have a kicker, huh, Matt? We have one listed.
We do.
Wishbone set. Three backs. Tight ends either way. DeMeo, low crouch under center. Play action, going to roll off to his left. Down inside the five, will throw it up top. And the ball incomplete. Tyler Towns, the second tight end, unable to collect that one. 9:32 to go here in the opening quarter. 12-0, Jackson Memorial. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Sansone Jr., 66 Auto Mall, 66 MVP, and the Shore Sports Network are proud to support the teams and Shore Conference football. To enter to win a remote starter from 66 MVP, simply text MVP to 89,000.
Well, if you listened to us last week in our Week Zero game with RBC over Wall, we're off to a similar start, perhaps even more so impressive by the Jaguars of Jackson Memorial. 12-0 advantage. They have run three plays and have two touchdowns already.
About 118 yards of total offense on three plays. Not bad. Pretty good average carry.
Nick Nicosia will kick off. Another low kick. It'll make the back line. Picked up at the 16-yard line. Good run through that time by Billups again. And here comes the Lion offense. Had a quick three and out.
You know, 4-6 last year Jackson Liberty was. But the Achilles heel last season was offense or scoring points. I think they averaged 14 a game. And that was the thing that Coach Sharples was focusing on this year, is trying to be more productive on offense, but they find themselves in an early hole, and that offense needs to do something real quick.
9:27 to play in this opening quarter. Three back set right now. The give is to Regina, who will work his way forward. Get good yards and good second push that time by the senior Dom Regina. He will take it out close to the 38-yard line. That third back who just came in was Brad McKebley, the sophomore. For Liberty, the trick here is just get a first down. Keep that defense off the field for
exactly.
a little bit.
They need a couple of first downs here to get some confidence back. That's exactly what I was thinking, Matt.
Second down and four. Three back alignment again. Regina expected to get a heavy part of the workload. Ryan Downer is that third back on this play, and a procedure penalty will send the Lions back 5 yards.
Well, that'll just absolutely drive coaches crazy. You get a nice first down carry, and you basically give it almost all away with a procedure penalty.
That tight end moved a little soon there, so that 7-yard gain wiped out now, and back to second and eight.
Second down, a long 8:20 and rolling. Again, a three-back alignment, wishbone-type look. Van Wickle steps up under center. The fullback is Barbado. Wants to throw. Tight end was open for a second, Brandon York, but the ball thrown behind him, and Memorial had a defense pretty well. That will set up third down and eight. Clock stopped, 8:09 to go in the first quarter. Just joining us, you've missed a couple of scores already from Jackson Memorial, who leads 12-0.
I don't know that the tight end was necessarily looking for the ball that quick, but you're right, Matt, it was open, the quick pop pass there over the middle.
Yeah, it looked like a little seam, and he made a little move to the inside, and Van Wickle threw it outside, so a little miscoordination there. By the way, Mike Smith, the ex-head coach of the Jaguars, now running the defense for the Jaguars.
Rivelina is in a slot position off the left side. He will motion this time. He'll get the carry, jet sweep, defended well by the Jags, and they will drop him in the backfield. Looked like Tyler Towns, number 85, coming up from his defensive linebacker spot on the outside to make the stop, and another punting situation coming up here for Liberty.
Well, on that jet sweep, those linebackers follow the pulling guards. That time, both guards pulled for Liberty, and Towns just shot the gap. Got the ball carry in the backfield for a 4-yard loss.
Adante Davis on the scene as well. Fourth down and 13. Another punt coming up for the Lions. High hanging punt this time. Curette will come up, field it at midfield, and then get dropped at the 49-yard line to set up a first down and 10.
Kind of a dangerous fielding of the punt there.
Yeah, if ever there was a fair catch, that should have been it.
But Jackson will start again, almost identical to where their last possession was. Again, the field really being tilted here. They'll start in Liberty territory at the 49-yard line. 7:23 left in the opening quarter. Jaguars with two touchdowns early lead Liberty 12-0.
Kyle Johnson, number five, will split out wide to the right. He had a touchdown run called back. Aaron Curette stays near sideline to the left. That straight eye formation, traditional Jackson look. DeMeo wanting to throw, going down the hash mark. He's got Johnson open, but overthrew him by a couple of steps. And it will set up a second and 10 off an incompletion.
Well, it was there. But as you said, DeMeo overthrew the receiver.
Pretty nice throw, however, yeah. But just about 2 yards too long. Passes like that down the field just to keep the defense honest.
Jackson offensive line really will be the key to their success all season long. They're big, strong, and talented.
DeMeo this time empties the backfield. Will send Lee in motion. Fake the jet sweep. Busted play a little bit. Outside zone, it will be off the spread option look for DeMeo. He'll get it off the right side. Work his way forward to the 45-yard line. Brian Matthew, the middle linebacker, makes the tackle. Make it third down and six with 7 minutes remaining.
Matt and Kevin, that seems to be the M.O. In probably the last maybe 10 or 15 years for the Jaguars, as long as they've been good. You know, big offensive line, just channel in a new running back every year or every couple of years, and you got a pretty successful season.
Timeout will be taken by the Jags, a little disorganized offensively. We'll step out real quick as well. 6:43 to go in the opening quarter. 12-0 Jaguars lead. The hometown Lions of Jackson Liberty. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Off the timeout, Jaguars now organized. They'll go straight eye formation. Receivers either side, tight end off to the right. Play action for DeMeo. He's under pressure, lets it go in the flat. Had a man open, number 45, Nick.
I agree. Nothing really to gain by punting here. You got to feel good about your offense and every bit as good about your defense.
DeMeo will break the huddle, send Johnson right, Curette left. Tight ends either way, single back. Pistol formation. DeMeo wanting to roll. Stops at the hash mark. Throws. Delivers a strike to Johnson, who's got it far sideline. He'll step out of bounds at the 30-yard line. That's a gain of 14, and it will be a first down for the Jags. Interesting call there. I would have swore that Jackson would have run the football, but showing some confidence in the arm of Joe DeMeo, the senior.
Guys, got a couple of scoring updates for you.
Okay, let me give this
first down and goal. Inside of five to play. Jackson Memorial knocking on the door yet again. They will have it first and goal from the Liberty four-yard line. Two receivers set off the right side of the formation, Curette and Johnson. Here is the give to Lee. Up the middle, doesn't have much, and will get dropped. Good interior play that time. John Madeira, one of the inside linebackers in this 3-3-5 alignment for the Lions, comes through to make the tackle. Loss of a yard. Make it second and goal from the five.
Khalil Green, by the way, 45-yard touchdown run, his second of the night. Tom's of the South has gone ahead of Donovan Catholic 13-7 late in the opening half.
Memorial taking their time between plays. They have obviously dominated time of possession and on the scoreboard. Looking to add more here, up 12-0 at the four-minute mark. Back to the wishbone look, goal line defense for the Lions. Here is the give off the left side, and it is a touchdown for Jackson Memorial. Zach Tetro, listed as a tight end, gets a carry here and punches it in from 5 yards out to make it 18-0.
And an all-too-familiar occurrence here for Jackson Liberty, not just tonight, but in their series so far against their crosstown rivals. It is all Jaguars.
Jags will continue to go for two. As Ed told you, working a bit without a place kicker tonight. Their punter, Nikosi, who I haven't seen punt, he's hitting the kickoffs. Tight ends either way, three back alignment. It's DeMeo, little play action, looking to the flat, wants Tetro, who makes the catch and could not hang on to it, drops it in the end zone. So the score will hold at 18-0. 3:54 to go. Quarter one. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And WOBMAM.com.
3:54 to go in the opening quarter, 18-0. Jackson Memorial leads Jackson Liberty. It has been all Jaguars so far. Three scores all on the ground. Lee Golic and Tetro, the last one, haven't been able to get anything in off the two-point conversion, which is why they've got that kind of odd score of 18. Nicosia will kick off. Short kick. Bounces in front of the second line. Billups will go over and pick it up at the 20-yard line. He's on the far sideline with not much room to work with. Maybe got to the 25. And it will be first down and 10 for the Lions with 3:49 to go in quarter number one.
Guys, it's like deja vu all over again. It feels like last weekend. So I'll ask you, Ed, what does Jackson Liberty do here?
That's a tough question, Kevin. They just look outsized and cannot handle the Jaguar speed. When somebody gets green grass in front of them, they're not catching them. And they just look like they've got a real uphill battle tonight. You know, couldn't give you an answer, Kevin. Glad I'm not coaching the defense.
First down here and 10. Three back set. Give his... And I believe it was Regina to get the carry. He'll get a bulk of the workload tonight.
You know, maybe one of the things I would do offensively is maybe try to spread them out a little bit. You know, they're running that three-back, offense a lot of the time here. And that, I think, is playing into the strength of Jackson, which is big and strong up front. So maybe perhaps spread them out a little bit. Maybe you could pop something inside. Here's that three-back look again, the wishbone look.
Yeah, it's Barbado, the fullback, Downer, and Regina as the two halfbacks. Downer will get the carry this time off the left side with not much room to work with. Only a gain of about a yard. It'll set up third down and long. 2:57 in rolling here in our first quarter. Still 18-0 in favor of the Jaguars.
Toms River South and Donovan Catholic are at the half with the Indians up 3-7.
I think that's a win for Donovan Catholic. Kevin, what do you think?
So far, absolutely. Ocean on the board late in the first half. They trail Nep 7 score.
Third down 7 coming up as the Lions huddle. They'll go back to the pistol set. Two back alignment off to the right side of Van Wickle. He's got two receivers off to his right, going to roll that way. Flags will fly here. Somebody moved up front. Yeah, it could be against Jackson Memorial,
no,
I think. Yeah.
No. Left guard move.
Okay.
Matt.
Matt, Barnegat is on the board for the first time this season. Who do you think scored the touchdown?
I'm going to say Manny Bowen.
52-yard run for linebacker Manny Bowen playing offense. 7-0, Barnegat.
Good start. High expectations for the Bengals this year. Third down and a long 13 coming here for the Lions after that 5-yard penalty. A procedure penalty will back them up to their own 23-yard line.
I'd be interested to know where Bowen, from the backfield or from the slot or where.
Barbado and Regina in the backfield. Two receivers set again off to the right side for Van Wickle. A little bit of immediate pressure and will get dropped quickly. And again, it will be a Lion team that will have to punt. Have not been able to get anything going offensively at all. And with 90 seconds remaining here in the quarter, punting for the third time already tonight.
Matt, that's the one place it's so hard to hide a weakness. That offensive line and Jackson Liberty just cannot match up with Memorial. It is clear that the Jaguars' penetration on just about every play, they're in the backfield right away.
Bobby Miller set to punt. This time, Lee and Curette will go back deep. Jags have come close a couple times, bringing pressure here again. Miller gets off another short, but spot Curette runs into his own man, bounces to the 40, now 35, stays on his feet, 30, cuts back to the middle of the field, 20, 15, 10. He's got the punter to beat, not going to get him. Touchdown for Jackson yet again. 49-yard punt return score away to make an impression as now the go-to man on offense.
Matt, I believe that was the Curette.
Yeah, that was Curette.
Yeah, you made the call the first time correctly.
My mistake.
Yep.
Yeah, Curette. Lee, not going to make too much difference who's got it, Matt. They're going to find the end zone tonight as long as they play.
24. Still in the first quarter. It looks like Jackson will attempt an extra point.
Tetro. Yep.
Now. No muddle huddle, and now we'll walk it up. Johnson will step up under center.
Oh, God.
Lost the snap, in trouble, and will get tackled. So, four touchdowns, but nothing after that. 24-0 our score. 55 seconds remaining in the first quarter. We are out here for 30 seconds. Back with more of the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And WOBMAM.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard and Brick, one of New Jersey's finest Italian specialty food centers, and your one stop for all your tailgating needs. Visit mulberrystreet.net.
55 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 24-0 the score in favor of the visiting Jaguars of Jackson Memorial. Lee, Golic, Tetro, and Curette. Four different guys have scored in a variety of ways. This has been all Jaguars from start until where we are right now. Kevin, still in the first quarter of this one.
Well, let me surprise you a little bit. Long Branch actually got on the board first at Red Bank Catholic. The Caseys just tied it on a blocked punt. But in the second quarter, RBC and their 34-game Shore Conference winning streak, maybe a bit in jeopardy tonight. A 7-7 tie with the Green Wave. Can the Investors Bank High School Football Show jinx fall into place, as last night we had RBC linebacker Jamie Gordonier on the show?
Let's see how that game continues to roll. I would imagine, I have a feeling that we'll see a score like that in the first quarter of a couple of RBC games, but then maybe not so surprised at the end of the game. Just saying.
Okay. You're on record, Matt.
Jags will kick it off.
Well, the Achilles heel of the Jaguars. Extra points. What do you think?
Hard to say without your kicker.
Not a factor tonight.
Exactly.
Nicosia will give that a short boot. Good spot. Picked up by Billups. 23-yard line running across the field. Taken down at the 25. Tyler Towns there to make the tackle. Put up first down and 10 for the Lions from their own 26. Unfortunately, first and 10 has not been magic to the ears of the Lions or their fans. The only time we've said first and 10 is at the beginning of these drives.
Yeah, no first downs, negative yards so far tonight in this first quarter. 51 seconds left.
How about diet? I don't like sugar like Kevin does.
No, I'm into the diet.
Doesn't like All-Star games, doesn't like sugar. 51 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 24-0 our score.
I'm never going to live that All-Star game line down, am I?
That wasn't even your line either.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Jared Pomeranke splitting out wide to the left. Almost a botch snap to give here in the backfield to Regina, who will lose two and go back to the 24-yard line with 40 seconds now left.
Matt, it's number 11, and I can't get to my roster right now for Jackson, who made the tackle.
Nick Simabinovic.
I think that was the number that Celedonia wore last year, right?
Number 11.
The inside backer, Vinny.
That is correct.
He was a good one.
Him and Ken Bradley, two hard-hitting guys.
Bradley, by the way, is here tonight. He is at Ithaca. His dad, who's a Jackson Memorial assistant, Tom, was telling Ed and I before the game, got quite a bit of playing time last week and has spent a little time this week running with the ones and twos at the linebacker spot.
First quarter has come to a close here as the ball did not have to be snapped. We'll step out, take a 60-second break. 24. 24-